And good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I am here in the studio with the lovely Erin Moore.
Wow.
And
okay? You just paid me a compliment.
It's 7 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see all the way over to the other side of the table. And the late Patty Fink is on her way, even when Erin, her partner, is here in the studio with us.
Yes.
Patty is not here.
Two things saved her.
Here she is. Here she is. Like Patty Fink's here.
She's here. Yay.
I heard that.
Two things have helped us maintain our relationship. One is we do take separate cars. The second is TiVo. Because Patty's habit is, what did he just say? What's going to happen? What are they doing? So
stop it.
Rewind.
It's part of being the late Patty Fink. She hears the comments on TV just 30 seconds late. So she's her own TiVo.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
And, Erin, thank you for being here this
week.
It is Pledge Drive, and we seem to be doing pretty well on Pledge Drive. I'm just looking at the chart. We're at the end of our first week of Pledge Drive. But each show needs to raise a certain amount of money, and we have to raise an ungodly amount because we have, like, the best time slot of the week. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Hickory Dickory is standing by.
Doc.
Yes.
KNON is doing well on the pledge drive. Lambda Weekly, not so much.
Not so much.
Our community needs to pony up here and keep this show on the air. You know, it's pledge a beverage. That's all we're asking. pledge a sushi appetizer. Uh-huh. I mean, come on, people.
And speaking of sushi and all that, the KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party is Sunday, February 19th. The doors open at 5 p.m. We're serving from 5 to 7 p.m. at Poor David's Pub, which is located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. It's going to feature gumbo from the Fish City Grill, the Alligator Cafe, the Offshore's Next Door, Louisiana Red, and Crawdads. There'll be music from Lil Jimmy and the Feedback Band, and live music runs from 7:15 to 10 p.m. We have four pairs of tickets to give away. A $50 pledge gets you two tickets. A $75 pledge gets you a pair of tickets and a T-shirt.
That's a pretty good deal. And I understand this is sort of a gumbo contest, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
what
you
said.
Can sample quite a few different styles and, you know, tastes and seasonings.
And since I am schizophrenic here, the T-shirt, it's either a KNON T-shirt or a Polka T-shirt.
Oh, well, there you go. And as a Louisiana native, I will tell people this. Any expats out there, or if you're just craving some good seafood, it's the best crawfish I've had in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Was at the last KNON Mardi Gras party. So if you want some, come get it.
Now, one thing we do have for Mardi Gras, these aren't going to be available that much longer because we need time to mail them out, is the KNON Voice of the People Mardi Gras T-shirt in purple with a black, green, and yellow Mardi Gras design in front. That's for a $50 pledge. You can get two shirts for a $90 pledge. Or some 36-inch green Mardi Gras beads with a 3.5-inch black circular medallion that has a KNON logo in gold. A $50 pledge gets you a set of three beads, or $90 gets two sets, which is six strands of beads.
Right. Strands, yes.
And then pearls. For a $50 pledge, you can get two KNON Mardi Gras, this is perfect for you, Erin, two Mardi Gras shot glasses.
Oh, right.
Because I know what a big drinker you are.
Uh-huh.
In the studio, there is that sign posted out, no alcoholic beverages in the studio. She is observing that, even though it is 7 a.m. already.
Just coffee. I'd rather the beads so I could clutch my pearls in a dramatic manner and fan myself.
Well, there's more.
And there is more. Get the big KNON Voice of the People Mardi Gras pack.
The
big
party pack. Don't forget the word party.
Party pack.
Mardi Gras party pack.
The big KNON Mardi Gras party pack. You say that at 7 a.m. The big KNON Mardi Gras party pack items include one T-shirt, three beads, two shot glasses, and two Mardi Gras feather masks with purple, green, and yellow feathers. The masks are available with the party pack only. The entire party pack goes for a $150 pledge. Do you know how we were selling those on the Jewish hour on Sunday that I was helping with? Where was the rabbi who's very serious when he does his pledge drive? I like to kind of, you know, not be so serious. I was saying, you know, and if you need a new yarmulke for temple, you can take the mask, wear it on your head, and it works. And he said, you know, actually it does. Religiously, that's all. So you can have a Mardi Gras yarmulke, actually. We have all of our regular pledge items. We have, for a $40 pledge, the Voice of the People T-shirt that comes in sizes small through quadruple extra large, the baseball cap. For a $35 pledge, the Big Thunder tote bag. For a $50 pledge, the black backpack. I always carry one of those. The Canowen coffee for $30, $50 for two bags. We have so much stuff. Give
us a call. And for $100, you can get the folding chairs that are so cool. You can take them to concerts. They fold right up, and you sling them over your shoulder, and each arm has a cup holder.
Yes.
And for $150, you can get two.
And for $200, you can get the cup that goes in the cup holder.
See?
Hey,
it works. It works.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And you know what? KNON has been having GLBT, Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Radio on the air since its inception.
Since
August of 1983. So we've been around for a very long time because KNON supports us. We ask you to support Lambda Weekly and KNON so we can stay on the air for another 28 years.
Don't let this show go off the air because you can't call in with a $20, $50 pledge.
Exactly. We need your help. Thanks.
And that's 972-647-1893. If you're driving, you can go to the KNON website when you get to your office, KNON.org. Click the pledge button and fill in that you're pledging for Lambda Weekly. This has been...
And you can misspell it.
You can
absolutely misspell
because
it.
Because we're usually misspelled on the KNON
absolutely.
Website.
We're mispronounced on all of our parts.
Right.
Lambda Weekly. Thanks, Dave.
You don't know. Maybe the Greeks said it that way. Lambda.
We don't know.
Yeah, right. We don't
really
know.
We don't know.
Let's pretend.
Big news in Dallas this week, which... I guess it does have a connection to the LGBT community in that the person who was at the center of this storm was hired after she ran a campaign in Georgia to be governor of Georgia that was a completely homophobic, hate-ridden campaign. Her name is Karen Handel. She's gone from the Susan G. Komen Fund right now.
As of yesterday.
As of yesterday. But what's going on with that?
Well, the backstory for the few people who don't know, and it has more of a connection than her homophobic campaign. There are lesbians in the GLBT community and bisexual women and, you know, transgender people that have breasts. Anyway, she was hired by Komen to, from what we now know, to depoliticize, sort of, to make more neutral Komen, and what she wound up doing was the exact opposite effect. She voted, or she lobbied and tried to get Planned Parenthood defunded because, well, we don't know. There's lots of reasons why that have been floating around, but none of them really passed the smell test. We think it's, I mean.
Well, she campaigned in Georgia for governor
right.
on a platform of defunding Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood,
so it's
right.
No big surprise that she might lead that effort.
Well, and there's a lot of things you can do. But what you don't do is defund another organization that has similar interests in protecting women's bodies and women's rights. So the backlash was fast and furious, and Planned Parenthood wound up making the money that they would have been defunded within 24 hours back, including Bloomberg, wasn't it?
$250,000.
Yeah, $250,000. So, yeah, from Mayor Bloomberg of New York. So this has been sort of a backhanded boon to Planned Parenthood, although what I'm worried about is next year. And Komen has taken a massive hit to their reputation. They were sort of this sainted organization above the fray.
Yeah, beloved and untainted in any way.
Well, they were above the fray, and now they're below the fray.
I think it's interesting because, you know, they're based here. We've always known that the people running the organization were Republican. Nancy Brinker was part of the Bush administration.
And it looks amazingly like Catherine Harris.
Yes, she does.
She does.
Which is scary.
But despite that, she hasn't made this organization political. She's made it very unpolitical to appeal to a broad segment because, you know, she might have used her Republican roots to get more funding, but lots of Democrats used their Democratic connections to get more funding there. It was a work together. This is about breast cancer research. This is about helping women. This is about prevention. It was never about anything political until they hired this person who was so polarizing. You know, she was endorsed by Sarah Palin. She was, you know, she was a mama grizzly. Why would you hire somebody like that to make your organization less political?
Well, I mean, cancer is an equal opportunity enemy.
Which is why it should be supported by everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, political affiliation has really nothing to do with Komen until now. Mm-hmm. And that was the big misstep and mistake. And I think if they had kept her in check, even, you know, she could have done her job if she hadn't come in with her own agenda. You know, the right wing always talks about our agenda and how we're trying to corrupt the world. Well, guess what? You just tainted a really, really highly respected organization with your extremism.
And, Aaron, you and I were talking before the show, and, I mean, to be fair, we're not saying, oh, you can't do this on the right, but we can do it on the left.
No.
We were saying you would be, as a vice president of Stonewall Democrats, as polarizing if Komen hired you as this Karen Handel was.
If I couldn't set aside my politics, which was the big deal. I mean, I'm not against her hiring if she could have set aside her politics, but that's in her blood and her, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not sure that I could. I would have to think long and hard before I took a position like that. But instead of bolstering the organization, which is what I presume she was hired to do, she's almost single-handedly taken it down. Mm-hmm. But Brinker had to agree to it as well, we presume.
She's the one who hired her.
Right.
So she takes full responsibility for this, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I think it's time for her to go from the organization.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
The irony, too, is that they chose this methodology or policy change of, you know, if you're being investigated, if you have a federal investigation open on you, then, you know, you can't receive funding, which apparently only applied to Planned Parenthood. And the investigation that was opened by a Congress member was a Republican who said, I'm out to defund Planned Parenthood, so let's investigate them.
Right.
And so the investigation is purely political, and it's not even done.
Right.
You know, so
it's
just bizarre. And in fact, I had written them a note, a quick note, asking them who were the others on the list that got defunded from Komen based upon investigation, because it sure looks like it targeted Planned Parenthood. So, I don't know.
I mean, for now it's all over and everybody's sort of kissed and made up, but I think Komen has done irreparable damage to their reputation.
Oh, I do too. I think they are no longer the breast cancer charity of choice at all.
And sort of the subtle irony here is that Planned Parenthood is run by Cecile Richards, which is Ann Richards' daughter.
Right.
So it's two Texas connections, even though they're two national organizations.
Have you been going to their website?
Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
No.
I have this week, and it's been interesting how diplomatic they've been about the whole thing. They didn't criticize Komen during the whole thing going on.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I'm talking about on their website. They didn't.
Oh, okay.
There were not nasty statements on their website about Komen.
No, just that they were disappointed and shocked and yada yada.
Disappointed, shocked. Yeah. I'm saying there wasn't this, oh, those Republicans, oh, those right-wingers. It was none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they rescinded the decision, there was a statement up, no, Komen and Planned Parenthood were still working together, and we have a joint goal, and we always have, and they were so diplomatic about it. Now, they, in a way, had to be, because they're going to Komen for funding.
Right.
And you don't want to have something on your website that's say that we're not working together. And speaking of working together.
And defunding.
And defunding.
It is
pledge drive. It is pledge drive today.
We want to infund.
Infund?
We need people to give us a call. Help Lambda Weekly and KNON stay on the air. 972-647-1893. Polka Doc is, oh no, you're not Polka Doc. The Hickory Dickory Doc is here answering phones, and Patty and Aaron and me, and we'll all answer phones if we have to, and we'll just put on some music. But
Give us fun in fundraising. Give us a call.
Give us a call. 972-647-1893.
And, you know, I usually push the KNON Black Apron, which I still do. I think it's a fantastic garment to wear during, you know,
cooking.
Cooking.
Yes. Or anything else.
Anything else you can, you know, decide to use it for. But I think that the Mardi Gras t-shirts are especially fun. There's one hanging in the studio.
They're lovely.
I think they're fantastic.
They're fun. They're festive. And only at Mardi Gras do purple, green, and gold go together.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's a great time to call in with your pledge at 972-647-1893. We can take a pledge. We'll send you a reminder card if you're paying by check. You can... we'll take a credit card number. If you want to do a recurring payment, we can do a bank draft. We can do all of those things that help support. You know, like $10 a month, you'd never even miss it. And, you know, $10 a month to support Lambda Weekly would be a great way to show that you care about the station and you care about maintaining the show. So give us a shout, 972-647-1893.
And, you know, we always like to remind people of this, that when KNON asked Dallas Gay Alliance, it was at the time, to put on a show on KNON, they wanted a gay show, and Bill Nelson, from Nelson Thibodeau Clinic, he was the first host of the show, and his reaction to it was kind of, a gay show, what is that? Because it was KNON, you know, we talk about allies now, what better and longer-running ally is there than KNON, who created the idea of gay radio, and now there's one of these in just about every city.
Oh, exactly.
Well, and when
exactly.
they say the voice of the people, they mean all of the people. Mm-hmm. And we're part of this community, and we're part of the greater community of Dallas. So show your support for KNON and this show.
We've been around 29 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next year will be really fun because it'll be 30 years that the station's been around, which just be 30 years for Lambda Weekly as mm-hmm. well. And we want to be here next year to celebrate our 30 years together. So,
the only way that's going to happen is with some support from our listeners. The number is 972-647-1893. One thing that's coming up also, and if you're interested in this, let us know. Give us a phone number. We'll start collecting who's going to come. We're going to have a dinner to support the show in April. April 5th. It's a Thursday night. And where's it going to be?
The Alamo. I believe it's...
The Alamo...
Restaurant.
Draft House.
Patty and Aaron will be there. I'll be there. All the morning talk show hosts are going to be at the dinner. And it's a good way to support us. It'll be a $50 dinner, and
This is now. Call with your support.
But that is another way that you can keep in mind that you can support the station. But right now, we do need your help. Number is 972-647-1893. Doc standing by, waiting for your call. That phone is just not lighting up. The show before us, 4 a.m. They did really well.
They did do really well.
And all of a sudden, the phone stopped ringing. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
Palestine Day, show, dinner, and dance. Sunday, February 12th at R.L.'s Blues Palace, 3100 Grand Avenue in Dallas. Starring yours truly, Greg A. Smith.
Well, Tutu
Jones.
I can write a book about you.
Lady Losha, Charlie Robinson.
All I want
is featuring R.L. Griffin, Big Charles Young, Leroy, Chester Burns, Big Joe, and Rico. Doors open at 7, showtime 8 p.m. Roses for the ladies and a buffet will be served. Tickets are available at Blues Palace, Elaine's Kitchen, Cafe Delicious, and Forever Young Records. Sponsored by Cafe Delicious, Elaine's Kitchen, and B&M Auto Sports and Inspections. For group sales, 469-471-4180 or 214-421-9867.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
Hi, this is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3
KNON FM.
Listen.
Yay,
Candy.
Hi, this is Candy Markham.
We love Candy.
We love
Mark.
Candy.
We love Candy.
That.
I'm not
you
making fun of her. I just love her voice.
We do. We love Candy, and she's with us regularly, usually the first week of Pledge Drive. And we keep you the second week of Pledge Drive because that way, obviously, we have to keep these two apart.
Right, right. It'll be a mud wrestling match if
and
you ever
speaking
get
of
together.
Pledge Drive, give us a call, 972-647-1893. We have lots of pledge gifts to give away. You know what I got this time?
What did you get?
To help usher in another year of drought, I've got the $75 pledge windproof umbrella. It's a really nice umbrella, so it'll protect me from all of the rain that we're not having.
Patty and I used to talk about having a fundraiser that was Texans reading Shakespeare. And the first person on our list was always Candy.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I think it'd be a hit.
It's the only time where 2B would be 16 syllables.
I think we should do this.
Have a reading.
Who could we get to do Hamlet? To
Steve Atkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Work.
So yeah, anyway.
Shannon Bailey.
Anyway, that was loving.
Another one of our Pledge Drive gifts is a black lunch koozie. It's a six-pack cooler. And on the Jewish Music Hour, I did guarantee that these were completely kosher. But $40 pledge for one, two for $70. Really nice gift. We have lots of gifts. I know you're not pledging for a gift, but
I'm pledging for a gift. Those Mardi Gras shirts are pretty kick butt.
Well, then we're going to get that gift to you, but we need more people to give us a call, 972-647-1893. Operators are literally standing
by.
We don't let him sit.
We don't have enough chairs. Pledge.
Prop 8 yesterday made the next level.
Yes.
What happened?
The Ninth Circuit Appeals Court upheld a lower court decision that said that Prop 8 is unconstitutional. And it pretty much said that if you have you can't give rights and then take them away. And you have to have a compelling reason to do so, and they didn't. So pretty much guaranteed now to go on to the Supreme Court next year.
Do you think it'll go directly to the Supreme Court or go en banc, which means that this was a three-judge panel that heard this? That would send it to a nine-judge.
Yeah, I think it's going to go en banc before.
Yeah,
before
they'll do
the Supreme
whole
Court.
Do you know why I think? And they have a choice where to file it. You know why I think it's going to go en banc? Because the people who are appealing know that they have no case.
Right.
And this way, they can delay it a year by going en banc. Then they can delay it another year by going to the Supreme Court.
Right.
The only reason they would go directly to the Supreme Court is if they really thought, well, the Supreme Court, while it's still more conservative,
they're going to keep delaying until and we just hope Kennedy, continues his service. But Ted Olson yesterday, I heard an interview with him. He's the lead on it. He's pretty
lead attorney
on our side.
On our side,
who's very conservative. I mean, he was actually the Bush and Bush versus Gore. But happens to believe
along with David Boies, who was the other side,
right? And
so here they are together,
co-counsel with David Boies, who was Gore and Bush v. Gore. But they both believe in equality, mm-hmm. Anyway, there was an interview with him, and he said that they've been planning for the Supreme Court case since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So he is not scared of it at all, and I think the other side is petrified.
Well, one of the reasons he's not afraid of the Supreme Court is he was Solicitor General under Bush, right. Which means that he was the person who pleaded the cases for the Bush side in front of the Supreme Court. Probably nobody has more experience in pleading cases before right. the Supreme Court than Ted Olson.
But, I mean, before we talk too much about the future, let's celebrate what we've gotten, mm-hmm. which is yet another court affirming that the Prop 8 was unconstitutional, which, frankly, we all knew. You know, you don't put civil rights up for a vote, and especially after they've been granted by courts. You know, if we relied on the populace to grant civil rights, nobody would have any except for, you know, straight, white, married people. Mm-hmm. So, nothing against straight white married people, but so yeah, it's a good victory. It was a good day yesterday. So,
but we should note though, and we're not attorneys, but this was a very narrow decision.
Yeah, it was.
It really they spoke to the situation that currently exists in the state of California. It's not, you know, across the United States, because it's uniquely California where the state Supreme Court in California said that GLBT people have a right to marry.
But here's where it will
help. And Prop 8 took that away.
Here's where it could help. Even though it'll be a narrow decision, if the Supreme Court rules that, yes, you can't take away somebody's rights unless you have a compelling reason and the other side has shown no compelling reason. So even if the Supreme Court rules that, in New Hampshire right now, some legislators are trying to take away the right of people in that state to get married. New Hampshire is one of the six marriage states. If that happens, our side would be able to go to the Supreme Court and say, based on the California decision, he should not have taken away the right of people here to get married.
Right. Well, it's a states' rights issue, but it would be cited as precedent in every states' rights fight. Sure. It's not a national precedent, but it is definitely a, I mean, there's no way to look at this as anything but a win.
Well, so. here's a quote from the ruling. Proposition 8 serves no purpose and has no effect other than to lessen the status and human dignity of gays and lesbians in California and to officially reclassify their relationships and families as inferior to those of opposite-sex couples. The Constitution simply does not allow for laws of this sort. And so they, you know, to target, to single out, in fact, here's another quote, the people may not employ the initiative power, and again, this was done by referendum, people may not employ the initiative power to single out a disfavored group for unequal treatment and strip them, without a legitimate justification, of a right as important as the right to marry. Accordingly, we affirm the judgment of the district court. We also affirm, for substantially the reasons set forth in the district court's opinion, the denial of the motion by the official sponsor of Proposition 8 to vacate the judgment entered by former Chief Judge Walker on the basis of his purported interest in being allowed to marry his same-sex partner. So that was one of those stall tactics.
Right.
You know,
the judge was gay. He was biased.
So
does that
people?
Mean in every divorce case that if the judge is straight or married that he's biased? No. I mean,
well,
anyway.
In every divorce case, if you have a woman who's the judge, well, she's biased toward the woman.
Right,
if you have
right.
a man, well, he's biased toward the man, so we need one who isn't either.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
What I like about this was there were so many points in Judge Walker's case where he quoted Anthony Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
And Anthony Kennedy, who's the Supreme Court justice who wrote Lawrence v. Texas, and he kept quoting Kennedy, who will be the swing vote on the Supreme mm-hmm. Court if it goes immediately to the Supreme Court with today's justices. So, I mean, that was a brilliant tactic that he used in order to have his own ruling upheld.
Yeah.
What I like about this one was the statement that the Constitution simply doesn't allow for this sort of law, and the sort of law they're talking about is lessening the status and human dignity of a certain group, reclassifying their relationships as inferior. The Supreme Court, the ones who vote against us, will have to say, well, yes, they do have the right
You're
to lessen
inferior.
The status and make you inferior.
Yeah.
Because the Supreme Court, their job is to answer this, not to answer other questions.
Right. Right, so. Right. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's one more step. It's not the victory, but it's, you know, it's
one
not
more
the
step, and it's a win.
It's not the war, but it's a very big battle. So
it's
yeah,
a great win.
Yeah.
Other states that are, you know, New Hampshire has this negative stuff going on. And by the way, the repeal in New Hampshire, the governor, who's Republican, has said he'll veto a repeal.
Yeah.
He signed the original one, and he said he will veto the repeal. Washington State, a marriage bill went before the Senate and passed.
Woo-hoo.
There's a stronger Democratic majority in the House,
woo-hoo,
and it's expected to pass. New Jersey, it's
assembly.
Expected. The Assembly is
has already passed it. It's going to the Senate, I believe, next week.
Should be tighter in the Senate, but expected to pass, but the governor is expected to veto. Maryland has a bill pending. I don't know that any hearings have been set for it.
No,
yet.
I don't think they've convened the legislature yet, but it's coming.
And Maryland just was one of the only states in the 2010 elections who gained Democratic seats and supporters of this bill, and they have a Democratic governor.
Which is why they're trying again, yeah. Because now they have a Democratic majority and enough votes to go for it.
To get it passed.
So lots happening.
Mm-hmm. Other election news. Last night, Rick Santorum won Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado.
Some of those are not delegate binding.
I don't think any of them are they?
Might not be.
Colorado? Yeah. No?
Some of this,
I think so.
One of them is just a toe in the water.
Minnesota?
Minnesota or Missouri.
I think, yeah, Minnesota I know is non-binding, but yeah, Google problem has a little roll going right
he
now.
He does. Yeah. He does. I'm delighted to see how well he's doing. He's going to be here up in McKinney, speaking to some pastors, then Allen, speaking to more clergy, but he has a big rally in Plano this afternoon. You going, Penny?
No, I'm not.
Is he fundraising, or is he just trying to
get... Oh, of course he's fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Sure. Oh, the day after you win three primaries, this will be a huge fundraising
Texas
day for
ATM.
Him.
And in a couple of these races, he was more than double the vote, and well over 50% ahead of... And 50% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, he got 55%.
You know, and actually,
well ahead of Mitt Romney. And in one of them, Mitt Romney came in third behind Ron Paul.
Oh. Hmm. Santorum, good choice to come to Texas right afterwards. A poll locally in Tarrant County, Santorum comes out first among Republicans.
Well,
among
that
Republicans.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So
let them eat themselves. That's all I say. I mean, we've got three people going. You know, it's like American Gladiators. Mm-hmm. Well, four sort of. You know,
they just let Ron Paul keep going, though. They don't really attack him, do they?
No. Well, what's the point? But
I think Ron Paul. I would never vote for the guy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit that the media has been, I think, a little less interested in Ron Paul. In a sort of dismissive kind of way.
Yeah.
Because he's come in second and third with really good numbers, and particularly second in some of these races where he's been sort of dismissed as, you know, let's focus on Gingrich and Santorum and Mitt Romney.
No, but let's focus on Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and look at them and dismissing
Ron Paul.
They're
every bit as crazy as Ron Paul is, yeah.
So. But just dismissing Ron Paul, you have to say Ron Paul sticks to his issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's honest about them. He has...
Well, he's honest about most of them.
Anyway.
I think he needs to own his newsletters, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, everybody's saying that Romney's, you know, the inevitable nominee, but I'm not so sure. I mean, I can't really see it going any other way, but even if he is... Anyway, it's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's all... I want them each to keep leapfrogging in every primary until there's a brokered convention.
So you don't want Santorum to win next time?
No.
You
I think it's probably Gingrich's time.
Turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Ron Paul win?
Ron Paul. He should really take Maine. I don't know when Maine is playing, but he's been the only candidate of all of them who's even visited Maine, so...
And there you go.
He should take one.
There you go. Those primaries are... The next one is not for another 3 weeks. One of the things they were saying about Romney was if Romney won all of them yesterday, well, after winning two last week and then three yesterday,
mm-hmm,
with a three-week gap, that would give him the momentum he needed that would knock everybody else out. Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if Republicans did this purposely, answering that and saying, no, we don't want it over because we haven't decided.
Oh, I think they want a broker convention.
Yeah. I mean,
think they definitely do.
I think the not Romneys are as strong as the Romneys, but, you know, that's right now anyway. And I think you're right. I think they're going to keep it going.
Now, a brokered convention could mean none of the above.
Correct. Sure. Which is what I think everybody's
hoping
for.
You know, they'll take that first vote and figure out how many, you know, the obvious about how many who's with who and delegates, and then they'll turn around and be released probably. And then it'll be all new.
And they can put somebody new in.
Absolutely.
They can bypass all of this stuff.
I love the satirist Andy Borowitz yesterday said that Mitt Romney does not care about the very poor unless it's a very poor gay person wanting to marry another very poor gay person. I thought it was an interesting comment.
Right.
It is pledge drive today. Speaking about poor, she reminded me we're at KNON. This isn't
and the very poor.
And the very poor. This isn't the nonprofit station on the air that has a multi-million-dollar studio. We have a lovely studio. It's just not that one.
So poor we have gimme pens. We have to steal them from pharmaceutical companies. That's how poor we are.
That's how poor we are, and we're taking your pledges with those pens.
And we have a state-of-the-art 2-track. Mm-hmm. Tape machine.
Not even A-track.
It
not
is
even
an A-track. It's 2-track. It is going, though, we understand. It's
yes.
Supposed to be gone in March. We'll see.
And this is where we look for the signs on various equipment, whether it be microphones or buttons or CD players or whatever, that says broken.
No, yes. It doesn't say broken. It says busted.
Busted.
Okay. On duct tape. So call
us. We need your help.
We need your help. We're begging. We're pleading.
972.
We're writing with our gimme pens.
972-647-1893. Or go to the web. A lot of our listeners, actually, especially on this show, because a lot of people are just in their cars at the time, and we know that nobody would talk on the phone while they're driving.
Right. We want you to be safe as you commute. But if you're listening later in the week on the podcast that you can get at lambdaweekly.com or download via iTunes, if you're listening later, that's a great time then to turn around and go to the website, knon.org, and click on the pledge and fill it out and put little LW or Lambda Weekly. You know,
don't let the show go off the air.
Or Morning Talk or whatever. Whatever you want to put.
Don't let the show go off the air because you didn't donate. Call now with your pledge, 972-647-1893.
And the other thing to remember is when I say we're not the expensive radio station, you're paying for big salaries when you donate to that station, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve support and that, you know, I know they have lots of listeners, but what you need to do is remember that what you're paying for here is the electricity, the phone bill, the basic stuff.
The tower transmission.
The tower transmitter, right. The basic stuff that keeps us on the air.
And in fact, all of the hosts on really all of the shows are volunteers like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So if you like this show, or if you like the polka show, or the, you know, heavy metal hour, or, you know, the Louisiana folk show, whatever you
Latin
like.
Energy, whatever you like.
Call now to this station with your pledge, 972-647-1893.
And this is a good time to call, because we're taking a break.
Thursday nights are back in Dallas with the all-new Thursday Night Clunk Spot Club Mr. Biggs. Energy Promotions is proud to present the One World Party at Club Mr. Biggs every single Thursday. DJ Steez and DJ Magnum in the mix, hosted by Eddie G and Alex Botta. Gay, straight, lesbian, bi, everyone together partying Thursday night at Club Mr. Biggs.
10333 Technology Boulevard, Dallas. Doors open at 10 p.m.
For details, 214-514-6596. Facebook keyword, Eddie G Promotions. Thursday night, Mr. Biggs, keeping it live.
If you don't want your old SUV or other gas guzzler, the KNON Vehicle Donation Program can take it off your hands. Call us today at 877-KNON-AUTO or donate online at KNON.org. Our representative will take all of your information and arrange a convenient time to pick up your vehicle. All it takes is a call to 877-KNON-AUTO and we'll create great programming from your old car, truck, or boat. 877-KNON-AUTO.
Bill Morganfield, the son of blues legend Muddy Waters, is coming to Dallas to help KNON celebrate the 35th anniversary of Poor David's Pub during a big KNON blues event Saturday, March 3rd at Poor David's Pub. Big Bill Morganfield celebrates and honors his father with a deep Chicago blues style, telling his own stories through original songs with a variety of style, fiery slide guitar, and singing. Big Bill Morganfield holds a blues power and a nuance that is all his own. Joining Big Bill will be Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch with special guest Cheryl Arena. Opening the show will be the Chris Watson Band and Jason Elmore in an acoustic set. Join us for this very special blues event. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. Saturday, March 3rd, Big Bill Morganfield with Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch and Cheryl Arena, the Chris Watson Band, and Jason Elmore in an acoustic set at Poor David's Pub. Poor David's Pub is located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. We'll see you there.
Well, don't be mistreated, baby. I don't want to be dogged around. Don't want to be looked at like a...
Oh, come on there, Jack.
The 11th annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party will be held on Sunday, February the 19th at Poor David's Pub, 1313 South Lamar. This is Louisiana Red, and joining me will be the Alligator Cafe, Crawdads of Dallas, Offshore's Next Door, Fish City Grill, and myself, serving up gumbo from 5 to 7 p.m. Audience members will choose the best gumbo via noise meter and then dance off those calories to the Zydeco and R&B music of Lil Jimmy and the Feedback Band. Your host will be Jim Bro and Zydeco Mike of Monday's Zydeco Cajun Music Party. Advance tickets are available at KNON.org, Bill's Records, and Forever Young Records. This is an event not to be missed. Who will claim the title of Best Gumbo this year? You decide at the 11th Annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party, Sunday, February the 19th at Poor David's Pub. This is a KNON benefit event.
Hello, I'm Christina from Nina Webbs, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON-FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly, and I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink and Aaron Moore. It is Pledge Drive, so give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Lots of great goodies. We've got lots of really cool Mardi Gras celebration stuff. Yes, we've got T-shirts, we've got shot glasses, we've got feathered masks.
Limited edition, beads. Limited time only. So call now for your purple, green, and gold accoutrement.
Yes, yes, and we have our big KNON Mardi Gras gumbo party coming up on Sunday the 19th. There will be gumbo from 5 to 7.
That's always good to have at a gumbo party.
Yeah, it is.
More and importantly, lots of there's crawfish.
Oh. Yes.
I can do the mud bugs. I want piles. I want your ticket, and I want your ticket for the crawfish. Because 3 pounds is an appetizer for me.
And you can have mine. I guarantee it.
I guess David doesn't do so mud bugs.
No. Shellfish, Jewish, not done yeah, together.
No. 972, you can have the rabbis. I will guarantee he'll give you yours.
Okay, good.
972-647-1893. Give us a call. We need some more calls this morning to help keep us on the air. We're at, about a third of, we're above a third of the way to our pledge drive goal. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. What happened with Ellen this week?
Oh, she's been selected to be the spokesperson for JCPenney, which is fantastic. I'm kind of jazzed about their new, you know, their new campaign to not have any sales.
No sales, one low price. Ellen is spokesperson. So
they're, they're reinventing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I think is interesting, the CEO of JCPenney, JCPenney's based here in Dallas, the CEO was at the Out and Equal conference in October here at the Anatole, and he was very clear about, we believe in diversity at our company, mm-hmm. and the CEO at the time, he's changed, he retired the end of the year, but the CEO has some disabilities. He's adopted a couple of daughters who have disabilities, and he said, you know, we try to make the workplace a place where people with disabilities can come to work, and that's helped us make the store a place where people with disabilities are more welcome to come. But it's not just that. It's gays and lesbians are welcome to work here, to shop here, all groups. And, and he really showed such a broad understanding. They chose Ellen as their spokesperson. I don't even think... I think they chose her because she's a popular talk show host, not because she's lesbian.
And a good spokesperson.
And a good spokesperson.
Cover Girl.
She's popular.
Yeah.
She's popular.
Yeah. She's a spokesperson for CoverGirl and American Express.
So when they hired her, I don't really think... I mean, they're not stupid, of course. That it went through their mind, oh, and she is, you know. But I think their corporate culture was very much, so what? And they were attacked for it this week.
Well, all the right-wing groups got livid about it because you're promoting an alternative lifestyle, you know, all the buzzwords they use about how we're less than.
And the thing is, in their ads, no, they weren't. The only one promoting the alternative lifestyle are these right-wing groups who pushed the idea that Ellen is lesbian, and so they have a lesbian spokesperson,
right.
And it made JCPenney come out and say, right, and we're going to keep her.
Yeah, they gave the MIA middle finger to the right-wing groups and said, yeah, we like her, go away.
Mm-hmm. It's been primarily the American Family Association that's been charging out.
NOM kind of had a little fit, too, but National Organization Marriage, or whatever they're called. Yeah, straight marriage. But yeah, I mean, JCPenney, you know, bravo. I mean, there's so many times where, you know, we need to boycott this group or that group because they're, you know, promoting the alternative lifestyle, that corporations listen to that nonsense, and JCPenney didn't. So we need to give them some kudos for that. And
I'm kind of eager to see what their offerings are going to be under this new, you know, stuff. I want to go shop.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to go see what they're... I haven't been in a JCPenney in a long time, but I'd like
to
see.
Well, there is one in Dallas now. There hadn't been one for a number of years.
Yeah, which is why I think they're changing their image, because a lot of people haven't been in a JCPenney for a while.
And quite frankly, if they're really... If they bowed, kowtowed to this, you know, American Family Association and all those groups saying, well, that's going to mean traditional families can't shop there, you know, and they bought into that, then they would have a tiny, you know, consumer base.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think they're really smart in picking someone like Ellen, who's very popular, you know, kind of universally in this country with every kind of sector,
which
you
is
know,
why
of the American consumer.
I think they chose her because she's a popular talk show host, not because she's a popular lesbian.
Right. And so. I mean,
she's on the Emmy, she's on the Oscar,
yeah,
she's done all this.
Yeah, and they're very clearly going after, or trying to go after, a younger market because, frankly, their old consumer base is dying off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for a younger market, and sexual orientation is a non-issue with a lot of young people now. So you're right, David. I think she was chosen because she is a very public and popular figure and has hosted and done many things, and people affiliate with her, and that's what they're going for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, anyway, bravo, JCPenney. I mean, there's really not much...
Not much to say about it.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Other than call, because it is Pledge
right
Drive.
Thing. Right,
and that's the thing to say about
call.
It. The number is 972-647-1893. Give us a call. The phone lines are not lit up right now, and we do need to get some more calls. Hickory Dickory is sitting here just...
he is standing by and waiting for your call.
We need more chairs.
Purple, green, and gold only looks good for a couple of more weeks. Call now with your pledge of $50 and get the KNON Mardi Gras t-shirt. Call in with your pledge of $90 and get two of them so you can have a matching set.
Or for $50, two Mardi Gras shot glasses, because you need two shots.
Always.
Always. $50 for two shot glasses, $90 for the... Aaron Moore Petty Fink family, who could use four shot glasses.
Get some stunning KNON Mardi Gras beads, which you can always use as pearls later on.
Yes, you can. 972-647-1893. We had some terrible news in our community this week. Dave Gaynor, who's been a guest on our show half a dozen times.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Very, very active in our community locally and on the national level. He was instrumental in getting Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed with his work through the Service Legal's Defense...
Right.
Service Members Legal Defense Network, excuse me.
And Dave passed away this
former
week.
Former veteran, yeah. He passed away...
Thursday,
shortly after, your show.
Yeah.
A great loss for our community, and his voice and smile will be missed.
Yeah.
Really, really sad.
If you want to hear him, you can go to our website, which is lambdaweekly.com, and go to the button, the listen button, and you can find a couple of the shows. The last time he was on was September, right after Don't Ask, Don't Tell's repeal was
literally finalized. The day after. September 20th, it was the final, it's no longer in effect, and the very next day, he was mourning at 7 a.m.
And a little hungover, I think.
Yes. He was right here in the studio with us, and that was his last appearance on Lambda Weekly. So buzz by, and I know that the Christmas before, right after it was actually repealed in Congress, and he had been invited to be in attendance when President Obama signed the bill in December in 2010. He came back, and I believe it was Christmas Day was when we were doing our show, and he came in, you know, and joined us for that that episode.
He had just gotten back from the White House.
Well, from the signing of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, and Dave's reach was great and wide locally, but also internationally. Patty had an exchange with a guy from New Zealand that Dave affected in their military. So, I mean, he was a staunch advocate for our community. And
okay, now at the memorial, there was his funeral was yesterday. There was an impromptu memorial that was held on Cedar Springs on Saturday night.
Yep.
And there was a soldier from the New Zealand military who was there. What was the story there?
Actually, I corresponded with him a little bit on Facebook, and that's one reason when we had asked to, do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and he bowed out because he was not American.
Right.
He had actually said he was from the UK and had served in the military in the UK when they rescinded their policies, or their anti-gay policies. And then he and his partner moved to New Zealand, and he's serving in the military there, where they, GLBT people serve very openly in New Zealand. So he's had kind of the before, during, and after, which I thought was pretty interesting. We should get him on the show sometime.
And he lives here in Dallas now?
No, he's just here for like a week for training, and then he's heading back. But he does come fairly often, so it seems to. So
we'll get him on next time he's going to be here. Keep in touch.
I think
it'd
be fantastic.
That would be an interesting show. But Dave was just instrumental in that. He was instrumental in lobbying for the anti-bullying legislation. He was on the board of Equality Texas. He ran for city council in Forest Hill, which is that little town in southwest or southeast Fort Worth. He was just so active. He was just so active.
And he was working with the military chaplaincy.
Yeah.
He created this group after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed to get not just allowing gays and lesbians to serve, but to get the chaplain corps to serve them. And that's their job, to serve everybody. To get chaplains to not just turn their backs on them, but at least give a gay or lesbian service member a decent referral to somebody.
His effect and reach and passion for things in our community were widespread.
And he was continuing to work, and this also is part of his legacy. He was continuing to work for the rights of transgender people to serve.
Right.
Which was not part of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal.
Well, and the next step for Don't Ask, Don't Tell is not only transgender service members, but they're fighting. Military same-sex couples now are fighting for the right to marry. They're saying it's discriminatory, that they don't get the same rights as every other service member. So it was a good domino to fall.
And a lot of that has to do with the right to your housing allowance off base.
Right, it's housing and benefits.
Which is
benefits,
a huge amount of money.
Access to the PX, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's
the right to your partner to bring your child on base to get the medical care that he needs.
Yep.
Just little stuff like that, which, he said, that one especially, I have the right to bring my kid on base, but sometimes I might be busy. I just need my partner to do it. Just give me the card that says I can come on base. Yep. Costs nothing other than the cost of a card.
Right.
We're not talking about big additional costs here. Anyway, Dave Gaynor lost him last Thursday, and
we miss you, Chief.
Yep. It is pledge drive.
Really?
It is. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. I think you did hear. Or is she just a little bit senile?
Well, it's already getting on.
No, I'm just a little bit smart-ass. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Get your Mardi Gras swag. Get your KNON swag.
And one of the things that we do have are tickets to the Mardi Gras Gumbo Party. For $50, you get two tickets to the Mardi Gras Gumbo Party, and you will have the honor of joining Patty and Aaron at that party.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm not missing
it. Two tickets for $50, or for $75, you get a pair of tickets and a T-shirt. Credit card, debit card, or walk-up only. So in other words, if you're going to get this one, we need a credit card from you, or you can't get it. Because we need to have your name. We need it paid, because the Mardi Gras party is February 19th.
Coming right up.
972-647-1893.
And another great thing about that is it's going to be at Poor David's Pub on South Lamar, and you can take the dart rail. You know?
Yeah. Drops you off right there.
Real convenient.
Yep.
Anybody can go.
Great deal.
You know, once again, support the station that has supported Gay and Lesbian Radio for 29 years. We're one of the six or seven original shows. There are 62 or so shows on this station. Six of us have been here since the beginning.
And we're the oldest, longest-running GLBT radio show anywhere in the United States.
And when Patty says oldest, she always points at me. That really is not fair. But give us a call, 972-647-1893. Doc is sticking around. I'm sticking around for a little bit more after the show. If you want to call after the show, Amy Goodman is on next. Aaron, thank you for being with us.
My
Come
pleasure.
Come back to see us again. And we'll be back next week with more Lambda Weekly.